One non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-531-4902. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-531-4902. That's 1-800-531-4902. Call 1-800-531-4902.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine, going nowhere, and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Minions play houses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
FM.
Or the other AM station.
And we think you'll get lots of
white dog crap!
Yeah, almost powdery. You call it dry.
In his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I've not had to replace windows yet. When I do, I know exactly where to go. I know what website to go to. I know what name. And I know how to not be confused by other companies that price their windows at $189, thinking I'm stupid enough to fall for that. No, not going to fall for it. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
Well, the world's greatest control board operator is here, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with... Are we going with just Stiefel now?
I say go with whatever you had till further notice. Till they actually tell you to just say Stiefel.
All right. Well, they are with Stiefel Nicholas, and they are, of course, financial advisors. And if you have recently changed jobs and have a retirement account, it would be a great time to call Mark and Jason and have a meeting with them to have a portfolio review. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You kind of stumbled through that a little bit.
A little bit?
That's not your best effort.
No.
I hope we still have
would
them
agree
as an
with
advertiser.
That.
Dan Strauss is in the... Hey, we're here to critique each other, make each other better, folks. Mm-hmm. That's the way we operate. Dan Strauss is not working on Dan. We're still trying to make him better. He's in the house with his trouser mask. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, everyone.
He was making fun of you.
He was making fun of you stumbling.
Hi, everybody.
He's my friend. Dan. Stop it. Peon's my friend.
Oh, it's just kind of...
Knock it off.
Kind of doing that to, you know...
No, we don't know. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rad Boy just got some new Window World windows. He said he just got tired of trying to, where the hot air was coming in to the house. He was trying to keep cool.
Oh,
and then in the
caulking.
Winter, instead of caulking, he used that aerosol. What is that stuff?
Cheese.
Oh. That spray
the
cheese.
Easy cheese.
Easy cheese. Put that around the edge of his windows. He said it didn't work. And it would start to stink after a while. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Window World. I was acquainted with the name Window World. I'm gonna say, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. They came to me and said, "Would you be a spokesman for our company?" And for a couple of reasons that were stupid, I said no. Because I will tell you, over the years, we've seen advertisers come through here that were fraudulent, were misleading, and they claimed to be something they weren't. And I've always tried to avoid being part of that. Still today, the very best example was that Body Solutions. The best ever example of outright fraud. And it was the tablespoon before bedtime, 3 hours before bed, drink a glass of water, don't eat, and boom, you'll lose a lot of weight. And it was nothing but some aloe juice or something, and it was outrageously expensive, and I wouldn't be any part of it. And I feel to this day I feel good about that. Because somebody wrote an article about how many radio people were on board and did live commercials, even recorded commercials, and put their name behind it, endorsing this product. And it was like 18 people in this town, and I wouldn't do it. So I turned Window World down. And sometimes I miss. Sometimes I'm wrong. I make a mistake. I've had people on the air that shouldn't have been on the air, and I didn't realize it. And here's a case where they should have been, and I didn't do it. And then the more I heard about them and learned about them, when they came back a second time, I made some calls as much as I could to find out if this product actually was legitimate. And then I went down and visited them, and I saw the windows, and I stood on one of the windows, and I'm a fat guy, and I couldn't break it. And they showed me a couple of little demonstrations, and I was sold. I was convinced. And I said, I'll be happy to speak for you. And we've been doing it now for, what, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. Window World. There is a reason, in fact, there are a couple of reasons, that this window is the number one selling replacement window in the country. And I guess you will really never understand how good they are till you have them put in your home at a very reasonable price. Here's a perfect example of getting not just your money's worth, but more than your money's worth. $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. Good Housekeeping seal of approval, lifetime warranty. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. A friend of my son Adam, has a couple of guys. He's got a couple of buddies that are really good friends. And one of them, Friday night, technically Saturday morning at 12:30, this past Saturday morning, he was out on Old Manchester, which, if you know where Manchester sort of becomes Highway 100 and Clarkson and that whole area, it was in that area. He's driving and said it. He looked up and they saw just all kinds of police car lights and two lanes became one lane, down to one lane, and as people were going through slowly, he knew something was up, but he didn't know what. He thought maybe it was a drunk driving checkpoint or something. And as he came up, an officer put his hand up, told him to stop. And I hope I get this right. I called before the show to make sure I had my facts straight. An officer on the right side of the car yelled, "Roll your windows down." And when he did, this officer had a gun pointed at him, like 4 feet from his head, pointed right at him. And he was yelling at him, "Don't move, put your hands where I can see them." Then an officer on the left had his hand on his gun, but he didn't take it out. Now, he said he's scared to death. He's petrified. And I know this guy. He's my son. He's a terrific guy. And he said, what's going on? And he said he was so scared that when the officer said, "Unlock the driver's door, open the driver's door with your right hand, reach over and keep your left hand on the wheel." I think they wanted to put him in a situation where they couldn't do anything. Because if you open the door with your left hand, your right hand's free to reach over. And he said in the confusion, and because he was so scared, he got confused and he reversed it. Then this guy on the right really unloaded on him and said, "That's it. Put your hands out of that car." And he said he's scared to death. And as he's about to exit the car, a third officer, these are St. Louis County, third officer came and said, "Stop," to the other two. The other guy holstered his weapon, which he said he held on him for like 45 seconds. He said he holstered the weapon, told him, the other guy told him to stand down, said, "This is not our guy." My son's friend was driving a black Infiniti. The guy they were looking for drove a gray Infiniti, but it's nighttime. Gray could look darker. And to the credit of the third officer, he came over to my friend's son and said, I'm really sorry. He said, "I apologize." He said, "But you need to understand, we're looking for a bad guy, a guy who is on the loose." We found out later this is a guy who had said to someone in the household, he grabbed a shotgun and walked out of the house and goes, "I'm going to kill that bitch," and he was set out to kill some woman. And my friend's son said there was a helicopter up above. They had spotlights shining on him, gun pointed at him. He said it was the most frightening thing in the world.
Man.
And then he said they did apologize, and they couldn't tell him much. They just said, "The guy we're looking for is very dangerous, and we can't take any chance. I'm sorry. They just messed up on the misidentifying the car." Now, it's easy to say, "See, here we go, those cops overreacting." And this is one of those situations where it's a tough, tough call. If, in fact, he had been the bad guy with a loaded gun, you can't pussyfoot around with these people. You got to shut them down, and I get that. And once they realize they had the wrong guy. But you know what? What if my son's friend had been so nervous that he, for some reason, thought, "I better get my wallet right now and show them who I am and give them my driver." And he reached down and pulled up what they thought was a gun, but it was a wallet. I mean,
what if he had a heart attack? What? I mean, yeah. They're...
Yeah, I mean, I can see how. But at the same time, I see they got to do what they got to do. And sometimes it's a tough call. It really is. Piana and I feel a little bit differently about the
cop situation. Yeah, I think you have to be certain it's your guy before you go in with
the... Well,
I don't know that you can.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they didn't have a description of the guy.
What's more embarrassing is the James Blake thing up in New York at the U.S. Open. My goodness, that's so embarrassing. That guy, that cop has to be fired. They took him down to the ground. Just, you know that story?
Yes.
James Blake's a tennis player. He was at one time ranked number four in the world.
I know.
They slammed him to the ground.
Yeah.
Mistaken identity.
But didn't they say that James Blake, the guy that they were looking for, looked almost like
he'd
be brothers?
Just like him. And that's a case where they could have been almost twins. I don't know. It's a
tough
call.
But that was a credit card fraud case, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
I don't think that credit card fraud justifies slamming somebody down the ground that. But again, overall, thank a cop today. Thank a cop.
But this one here, where the cops are pointing their guns at him, how many cops have been shot now in the past couple weeks?
I'm on the side of the cops here.
I am too.
Look, and you're right. There are people now out to just kill cops.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. You cannot take a second's worth of chance.
No.
If you think the guy in that car has a loaded shotgun, all it takes is raise it up and blow you completely away.
Yeah.
You have to see those hands. You cannot take any chances. And everything worked out okay. But again, I say, and I'll try to remember to do this more often, walk up to any police officer and just thank them. It'll probably shock them, but do it.
I would just hang my hands out the window and say, "You open the door. I'm not touching it."
You wouldn't really do that. You wouldn't really do that.
What?
Tell them, you open it.
No, I would just, I would hold my hands up and say, I would just hold them up and say, "I've got my hands up."
If they tell you to step out of the car, you open your own door.
Oh, I would, yeah, but...
If I were a cop and you said open it yourself, I'd shoot you in the head.
No.
I think you'd be justified there. You'd be
justified?
Yeah. That.
Pian and I love documentaries. I told him I saw one of the best documentaries I've ever seen over the weekend on CMT. CMT is the country music channel. Johnny Cash, an American Rebel. And before you say, "I don't like country music," Johnny Cash is an iconic. Look, there are a handful of people, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash. You get to about a half dozen names like that, and you run out of people who had that much influence on music. And Johnny Cash is one of those guys. It's Johnny Cash and American Rebel. It's 2 hours long on CMT. There's no way they're not rerunning this thing. It was fantastic, and what I liked about it was I thought I'd seen about everything there is to see on Johnny Cash. Sort of like you go, well, how much more can we hear about Kennedy assassination, the different theories? How much more can we hear about Elvis? Well, I felt that way about Johnny Cash until I saw this. It is terrific, and some great footage you'd never seen, and lots of really good interviews with a couple of his kids, with other music people. So CMT, I'm sure it'll rerun. Great tennis this past week and this weekend. U.S. Open, except I cannot stand John McEnroe, and I can't stand he never shuts up. I don't know anything about play-by-play, but this guy never shuts up. It's like McEnroe talks to hear himself talk, and there are three of them in there. Those other two guys, one's his brother, Patrick. They don't get a chance to say anything.
I like Patrick a lot.
So John McEnroe, shut up in your face. Stop talking so much. You ruin the game for everybody. I know this is unlike me to talk sports, but I caught most of the fourth quarter of the Giants-Cowboys game. Oh, my goodness, what a great, not just a great fourth quarter, great last minute and a half. It looked like the Giants had won. And you've seen this before. Tony Romo gets the ball, and I mean first down, touchdown, done in a minute. And the Cowboys win by one. And the expressions on the Giants' faces, I've never seen a bigger bunch of sad sack-looking faces in my life. Like, what happened? Tony Romo, that's
and,
what
and my question is, what the heck happened downtown with the Rams?
Yeah, they won.
They won, came back and beat Seattle
they shocked a lot of people yesterday.
You think Jeff Fisher went in the locker room and went, "What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What happened?
What are you doing? Winning? What's the matter with you?"
Well, I had thought of this a couple weeks ago, and then somebody posted a picture yesterday. That's the in the movie Major League. Do you remember seeing that with Corbin Burnson and Wesley Snipes? And
I don't know that I ever saw
about the Indians. And that's essentially the plot of the movie: is the owner wants the team to be so bad so can sell it or something.
Yes, yeah.
So over the course of the season, they have a cutout of her in like a skimpy dress. That every win they get, they tear off a piece. So somebody yesterday put Stan Kroenke's head on that that cutout.
Oh, they had a Stan Kroenke doll out in the where they were all people were tailgating and stuff, and people were coming up and beating the crap out.
He's
of
our new Bill Bidwell. That was our guy. That was the go-to guy to hate before years ago, and now it's Kroenke.
It was, but Bidwell, I think, would have stayed if they would have given him a stadium. If they would have given the Cardinals a stadium,
but you know
Bidwell
what? I think all the criticism of Kroenke is absolutely justified. This guy doesn't give two hoots about this. He never comes and talks to people here.
And when he bought the team, it was totally the opposite. I love this city. I'm a Missouri
And the same
boy,
way with that Georgia Frontier. That. Georgia Frontier, oh, my goodness, gushing all of St. Louis, my second home, and then boom, out of here. And yeah,
no, she never left.
No,
oh,
she died.
She died, but she didn't live here. She had a place here, but she didn't really live here.
Yeah.
And up front, she made it almost sound like, I'm going to be here, I'm going to live here, I love the blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Your Kroenke's is justified.
It would be great, though, they win the Super Bowl and then they leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Kroenke's willing to put all of his money into stuff in L.A. and not do anything here.
Yes. Enough about
it. Yeah, that's it.
That's the end of our sports
show. This is a sports show.
I know, listen, this is also not a political show, but I'll put it to you this way, folks. I'm going to give you the quote from Hillary Clinton this weekend. And regardless of your politics, you tell me if you've ever heard any statement with less credibility that sounded more stupid than what she said. This, here's what she said. And as you know, she's on this big push for women because she's a woman. She says she's a woman. Yeah. I don't know. I've not seen an anatomical, you know, printout. But here's what she said. She said, now this is Hillary Clinton. We have a granddaughter who is 6 months old. I didn't hear the age, but I think it was 6 months. They've got a little granddaughter, she and Bill. We're going to do everything we can to see that she has opportunities in life. Are you kidding me?
What?
You must be kidding me. You think that anybody out there listened to that and thought it made any sense? The granddaughter of Bill and Hillary, she wants to make sure this girl has opportunities in life. This girl will never have to lift a finger if she doesn't want to. She'll have more opportunities by far than any average kid will have. Why don't you start saying something people can actually relate to that makes sense? Like, not like we were flat broke. Not like when I went to Bosnia, we got off the plane, we had to duck for cover and run because of sniper fire. There wasn't one shot anywhere around them. How in the world can anybody vote for somebody that lies like this and it says things this stupid? That's it. Don't email me. Please don't email me. You cannot, any of you, you cannot argue with what I just said about the statement about her granddaughter. I'm going to do everything I can to see she has opportunities in life. What a ridiculous, ridiculous statement. Don't email me. And these knucklehead kids that are mimicking the snipers down in Phoenix, the guy shooting overpasses and PRs. Now these kids with slingshots are shooting rocks through windows. What's the matter with these kids? Don't forget a few years ago when that kid in the St. Louis area pushed a rock off the overpass and went in the windshield killed somebody. That kid's in prison. I don't get it. I don't know why people can do anything that stupid. And I'll close with thank a cop. Okay, just thank a cop. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, one of my favorite old jokes. It's been way too long since we told this. Takes place in the nursing home. And Al is 97 years old, and he has kind of a relationship with Edith. Everybody knows about Al and Edith, but Edith gets word that Al has been going down the hall and visiting with Beatrice. And she calls him out on it.
She says, Al, people tell me that they see you going to Beatrice's room. Is it true?
He said, yes, it's true.
She said, why would you do that?
He says, Edith, she's got a big screen TV.
She says, Al, you know I have a big screen TV, and you know that. You've been in my room. This hurts me. Why would you do that? Why would you go to her room?
Because in front of the big screen TV, she's got a home theater big sofa with swing-out footrests and cup holders.
She says, now, Al, you know I have that. I have that. You've sat in it with me.
When I go down to Edith's room and we watch movies together.
She says, oh, my goodness, Al, how many hundreds of movies have we watched together? I have movies. In fact, I bought a whole library of movies just for you.
Yeah, but sometimes when we watch sexy movies, she puts her hand on my wiener.
She says, now, Al, I do that for you. I do that. You know I do. We watch the sexy movies, and I put my hand on your wiener. He goes,
yeah, but her hand shakes.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, moving along pretty well. Southbound on 270 is a heavy pocket passing. Looks like Olive. Then you're on the brakes again between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Certainly not bad. Seeing some volume westbound on Highway 44. Approaching that construction zone at the soccer park. You lose a lane there, so you're backed up to about Guyer. Still working with volume eastbound on Highway 64. Coming up on it now, looks like Jefferson up through the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, right from the old MacArthur Bridge up through the Poplar as well. Northbound on 55, westbound on Highway 44. They're working on getting road construction out of the way near Kings Highway. Still some volume now between Grand and about Hampton. Westbound on 64. still seeing delays passing Forest Park. Looks like Hampton out to about McCausland. Then you're coming up the hill from Spady out through Mason. You're really lightening up there in that stretch. That last check, there was a stall tractor trailer on the eastbound Highway 70 end of the usual Veterans Memorial Bridge that was causing delays at the Hacker exit there. It looks like we're still seeing that volume from the Illinois side of the Musial Veterans Bridge up through that intersection there. Westbound on Highway 44, slow through the depressed section between the casino and the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by the Extra Temple Scan of Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Extra Temple Scan of Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Would you like an extended warranty with your new refrigerator, sir?
An extended warranty for your washer provides extra protection.
Well...
And what about an extended warranty?
An extended warranty?
No thanks. I have complete coverage with Total Protect.
An extended warranty is definitely something you should have, but a separate warranty for every appliance would cost a fortune. With a Total Protect home warranty, one plan can help cover the repair and replacement costs of up to 20 vital home appliances, from your air conditioner, refrigerator, washer, or plumbing system. You can even choose to cover your pool or spa. You'll have total control to personalize a plan to fit your needs. And when a breakdown does occur, our 180-day workmanship guarantee provides total peace of mind. You can even protect your family. Because for a limited time, a Total Protect combo plan comes with a Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, a $99 value at no additional charge. For free information and a no-obligation free quote, call 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616. 1-800-444-2616.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114. 2114.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on?
It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
The St. Charles Oktoberfest is right around the corner, so grab your Steins and Fräuleins and head to the St. Charles Oktoberfest for the largest family-friendly Oktoberfest in the Midwest, September 25th through the 27th. Take in the Schlafly Beer Glockenspiel performances, German and local bands performing on the 7-Up and Ameristar stages. Purchase your First Bank VIP lounge tickets at all First Bank branches and online at firstbanks.com. There's something for everyone at the St. Charles Oktoberfest. A complete schedule of all activities is at stcharlesoktoberfest.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start Program, to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Almost half of all Americans are forced to retire unexpectedly. Could you be next? This week on America's Wealth Management Show, discover how to retire on your terms.
America's Wealth Management, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, you know, those fires in Northern California, if they hit those wineries, this guy will have to commit suicide.
Oh, right? My goodness.
What the heck would he do if the grapes are all burned up and there's no more wine? He'll go crazy. We are talking, of course, about little old wine drinker Mike Evans. He is ready to go and ready to give you the latest scoopage. You need to know that he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other, same proprietor, quality, like, well, that has become hard to find and rare. And you will need to make a reservation for dinner at Annie Gunn's. And if you ever drive by and look at the parking lot on any day but Monday, you'll see why. You will be so glad you made this trip. And if you've never been to either one, I look forward to your email telling me your thoughts about it. Please don't forget, gift cards, always welcome by anyone you want to give a gift card to, from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. In Chesterfield Valley, on the east end of everything and west of everything, here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
That's right, homie. You got yours. Now,
those fires aren't anywhere near Napa Valley, are they?
They're down. They're not far away from Napa.
Oh, man, we're thinking about you. We know how you're anxiously on the edge of your seat, hoping the wind doesn't shift to get those grapes. Oh, see? He's stocked up. He's already stocked up. What are we having today?
Sweet.
What are you drinking?
We're having Bogle.
That's better. Cabernet. You know, I think it would be a more effective segment if at 5 o'clock we start drinking wine.
Yeah.
And by the time he gets
on, better,
it'd be a lot better. By the time you come on, we've all had a bubble.
Yeah, I haven't. Just see.
I need to work on that.
I have a little something to eat, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You're fading on us.
Yeah. We're still here. We're here. What's going on today?
Pop quiz question. Name the. I don't want to do that one.
Okay.
Hmm. Right,
yeah.
What, there's like a script or something?
Yeah.
Shut up. You shut up.
Edit out all of what we
all
just
right.
did.
Okay.
Pop quiz question, date in history is also connected with our pop quiz question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Don't pee down your leg. I mean, seriously, be smart today, and it's all week long. Right. Get them right.
Hit us with it.
We're name ready. The youngest man ever sworn in as president. Teddy Roosevelt. Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
John F. Kennedy. Barack Obama.
What? Well, hold on here. Of all the bad ones, that was the worst. Do that Barack Obama again.
Teddy Kennedy. I mean, she's wrong. Teddy Roosevelt.
Bill Clinton.
John F. Kennedy. Barack Obama. That was pretty funny.
Yes, it was.
Love Nuggets, for the record. You never heard me say that Tom Brady and his wife Giselle were headed for divorce court, like most Hollywood reporters have been spewing the last 3 months. I hear they're trying to have another baby, their third child.
Who could have a baby with her?
Who would? Well, you'd have to turn the lights off.
You have to get drunk.
You sort of feel your way around and hope you get the right, puka.
Yeah,
the right what?
Puka.
The right puka.
What does that mean? Is that Hawaiian?
Puka. That's Hawaii. It's a Hawaiian word.
For?
Hole.
Edit that out. We can't have it. Yeah, there's no way we can have that on the air.
Robert Pattinson has such bad memories about Kristen Stewart.
No.
He won't even be in the same city she's in. He does a month advance notice to look where she's going to be, appearances, and he will avoid those cities just to make sure there's no possible accidental meeting.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Alan Ladd Jr.'s wife is the latest celebrity to accuse Bill Cosby of rape.
Ooh.
And another female celebrity is going to be coming forward here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good. This just gets better.
TV news. I tried to have it open my watching this Stephen Colbert. I was really hoping for a hit.
I don't get it.
And he is personal, and he's warm, and he's friendly, but he's not funny at all.
No, I agree. I haven't seen anything funny about it.
I mean, he's a nice guy, and you want to like him, but it's not funny.
He's already started off being way too political for me.
And it's kind of sad, almost. It looks like he's just floundering.
He's lost. No, I agree.
Simon Cowell will reportedly retire from all of his on-air duties at X Factor and England's Got Talent because he wants to spend more time with his family. That's beautiful,
That is
Franco.
A beautiful sentiment, yeah.
That's why he left California and Los Angeles and headed out to back to England. He just didn't want to spend time away from his family. Meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest will focus more on music, more on movies, less on television. Odds and ends, show Benny.
Benny.
Benny. I'll drink a wine for you. I can take care of my business.
2 minutes, Mr. Evans.
You just hold your horses.
2 minutes, Mr. Evans.
And hold your penis at the same time.
1 minute, 50 seconds, Mr. Edit out what he just said.
All right.
Show business. Now that Labor Day is gone, the official summer movie box office results are in. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, theaters took in $4.48 billion. That's the second highest in history. I don't think that the movies were all that great. Maybe Jurassic Park and a couple, but
no, I don't think it was either.
What they were saying, what I've been hearing is a lot of regional theaters have jacked up the price of their tickets.
Yeah. It hasn't been a great year for movies.
That would be the reason that the price of the total box office has gone up. New York Post headline, another story that TV executives say the Seinfeld reruns will run 25, 30 years. Those Seinfeld reruns will still be on TV when they find a cure for cancer. New York Post headline screams. yada, yada, yada. They found a cure for cancer.
Not their best.
I don't think it's bad, though. Yada, yada. So,
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Well, then, and finally.
Okay.
I like
me
time.
Right on time.
Youngest president, and just tied into our Dayton history, ever sworn into office, Teddy Roosevelt, Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, or Barack Obama.
I'm just going to go Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Wow. Barack Obama.
It's tied in on this date in history. Barack Obama, 47, when sworn in January 20th. Bill Clinton, 46, when sworn in January 20th. John Kennedy was 43 when he was sworn in January 20th. On this date in history, 1901, Teddy Roosevelt was 42 when sworn into office. With the death of William McKinley, he became president.
Well, I couldn't have been more off. Obama was the oldest.
I thought
of the four.
I thought for sure it was Kennedy.
Yeah, I thought I had always heard he was the youngest.
I thought Kennedy was in his 30s.
No, I knew it wasn't his 30s.
Maybe the youngest 30s. Elected, but didn't he say Roosevelt took over after McKinley was killed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. He said sworn in. Younger
right.
sworn in.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. We leave you today with a reminder to please consider doing business with our longest-running advertiser. This advertiser has been on with us longer than anybody else, American Equity Mortgage, 23 years, 52 weeks a year. And I ask that you go to them for a couple of things. One, mortgage time. You bought a house. You need to find somebody to carry the mortgage. Why not American Equity Mortgage? They've done this for a long time. They work fast, and they will get you as good a rate as anybody can possibly get you, depending on, of course, your credit history. Another reason you might consider going to them, and we hope you will, is to borrow money. Not for the house. That's the mortgage. But use the equity in that home you own, even if your mortgage is with somebody else. Use that equity to borrow money for something else that comes up that you don't have the money for. Maybe it's a wedding. Maybe it's a medical expense not covered by insurance. There are all kinds of things that pop up, and you go, well, we don't have that kind of money. Yeah, but you have the power to borrow it at what are still ridiculously low interest rates. That's the smart way to do it. American Equity Mortgage. You want to talk to them? Here's their number, 314-878-9999, or you can just go to AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get a real quick final check on traffic. Here's Frank Glad.
Still volume 270 eastbound McDonald's in New Forest and southbound 170 Olive through Forest Park Parkway. The left lanes in 64, westbound 64 between Boyle and McCall's, and eastbound 64 between 20th Street and the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70 between the Mutual Veterans Bridge and the Packer exit. This update brought to you by Advanced Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery is on its way out? Stop by Advance and we'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Frank Glenn with the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
Lions, Tigers, and football. It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
News, weather, and traffic to get you to and from work.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Find an excuse to get outside over the next couple of days. It is going to be fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Please be with us tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Dumb folks is asking me
If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now you're here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
U.S. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin criticizing the deal that made the former mayor of East St. Louis the new city manager with more power and more pay. I'll have a report.
The Ferguson Commission issues its final report, the recommendations it's calling for to move the region forward.
After two more murders today, the money St. Louis City is getting to help build outreach programs to fight violence in the city. The program's benefiting and where that money is coming from.
But first on Fox, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin today slams a deal by East St. Louis officials that put former Mayor Alvin Parks back in power.
In this You Paid For It follow-up, Elliot Davis caught up with the senator at a stop in the Metro East and is standing by live now with the latest for us. Elliot.
Yes, Sandy, I did talk to Illinois U.S.